And from the restoration of a 19th century community to the revitalization of a mid-century collection of apartments. Late this summer, the Urban Land Institute nominated 27 properties in 15 countries for its 35th annual Global Award for Excellence. Of the 27 final nominations, three are in the central United States, two in Chicago, and the eco-modern flat apartments near downtown Fayetteville. The ULI says it picks the nominees and eventual winners based on a high standard of excellence in design, construction, planning, and management. Last year's winners were scattered across the globe, including buildings in Malta, Paris, Ho Chi Minh City, London, Washington, D.C., and Boston. So it seemed like a good idea to go to the eco-modern flats to see how a property in Fayetteville made this year's Urban Land Institute list. Jeremy Hudson, the CEO of Specialized Real Estate Group, opens the door to a vacant apartment at Eco Modern Flats last week.
We came in and we gutted them, removed the bedroom walls, built this media center to divide the unit. So it's it's not exactly a one bedroom, it's not exactly a studio, but it's got this wall that divides things.
There are 96 units at Eco Flats, each 600 square feet and each totally made over from its previous incarnation. The media center Jeremy referred to is worthy of placement in a gothic detective story. Like a revolving bookcase, it swivels around.
Hook up your PlayStation, your computer, whatever. Watch it in the bedroom, flip it around, watch it in the living room. If you're entertaining people and you don't want the TV to be the center, you can flip it around and face the bedroom, and you just got a nice bookshelf in your living room.
The swiveling media center sprang from the mind of Chris Barabeau, the architect for the Eco Modern Flats renovation. He says even though the interiors were completely reimagined, he was able to start with the concrete walls built for the apartment complex in the late 1960s and early 70s. He says the project came with what he calls good bones.
Because of the way they're constructed and originally designed by those architects allowed us to come in and have this kind of second life or second iteration into these bones. And it is a very, it was challenging and fun. Obviously architects love new construction, but I also really love renovation. I think it's great to reinvigorate a place that's been, you know, in the fabric of the city for a long time and make it new again.
Jeremy Hudson agrees the sturdy skeleton was a boon and helped reduce costs compared to many other apartment renovation projects. He says the mid-century minimalist feel also provided a blank canvas to work with that inspired creativity both inside and out. The swimming pool in the courtyard has been redone. It's now heated with solar power, and native drought-resistant grasses surround the courtyard. In between two of the buildings, there are corn stalks growing high, part of a community garden that's been installed. This spring, there were enough service berries harvested to make pies and syrup. Jeremy says the courtyard looks, smells, and feels much different than it did when the property was purchased in 2010. Where the native grasses are now, there had just been an eroding slope of land that lurched toward the building with exposed railroad ties.
And an old concrete pool deck and like a 5-foot-tall wrought iron fence right around it. So basically zero landscaping other than some, you know, turf and weeds. And some old dilapidated salmon-colored brick buildings.
There are vines growing to protect some of the apartments from direct sunlight, and the patio furniture dotted along the walkways and in the courtyard is made out of recycled milk jugs. On top of each of the four apartment buildings are a series of solar panels designed to provide at least 75% of the hot water needed for the 96 apartments.
Basically, the way it works is it circulates a glycol solution through these panels. The sun heats it up, and that solution is pumped through holding tanks and the actual hot water heaters. So the solution heats up the water so that you don't have to use any other fuel. But then there is a natural gas backup. So, you know, in the dead of winter or, you know, cloudy day or late at night, if there's a need and the tanks and the existing supply is not warm enough, then the natural gas will heat it up.
Jeremy says the complex's natural gas bill was nearly $40,000 a year before the renovation and now is well under $12,000 a year. The design team knew they also wanted to change how water was used. Jeremy says while he was in a final examination of the building, before the papers were signed at the closing, he heard water running in the gutters. And this was at the height of summer, weeks since the last major rainfall.
Why is there water in the gutter? And so I found the maintenance guy who is still with us today, a great asset to our team, Glenn. And I said, Glenn, why is there water running down the gutter? And he said, oh, that's because we got the sprinkler running on the roof. And I said, you what? The sprinkler on the roof? And he proceeded to explain to me that for many years, the only way that they could keep the top floor apartments cool in the heat of the summer was to run a sprinkler.
That was literally water going down the drain and figuratively money headed in the same direction.
So we wanted to kind of, in our design of water efficiency, make it a focal point of, okay, we're going to, not only are we going to have water efficient toilets and fixtures, but we're going to capture our rainwater and reuse it so that all of the landscaping that when you look down here now is this beautiful lush landscaping. Everything is irrigated with rainwater. We don't use any potable water for that.
The rainwater is harvested into a pair of cisterns that look like large tin culverts stuck into the ground. The cisterns look like that because it's exactly what they are. The rippled metallic towers fitting in perfectly with the sleek modern design. The solar power, the on-site recycling, the green roof on top of the management office, and other design features led to Eco Modern Flats receiving LEED Platinum certification, the highest LEED classification there is. Jeremy says the sustainable elements are important and ultimately cost-effective. He says a before and after renovation comparison bears that out. Before, when the complex was about 75% occupancy, utility costs were about double what they are now when the occupancy is almost 100%. That lower cost, he says, is even after the addition of washers and dryers, microwave ovens, increased lighting, and dishwashers to each of the apartments. Residents' utility bills are included in the set monthly rent. Jeremy says there was a reason for taking that approach.
Typically these days, the most utilities are metered separately and the tenant pays for them. So the developer has no real incentive to make anything energy efficient. If his windows are cheap and his HVAC system is not that good and it's poorly insulated, he's not really seeing the financial implications of that because someone else is paying to cool the space. And so that's something that we really look at hard is, okay, let's make ours energy efficient and let's pass that on to our residents, and they enjoy the fact that not only are they paying us one bill, but it's cheaper than what it would be. I think our average electric bill per apartment here averages is about $25 a month.
Most of the 96 apartments lease for an all-inclusive price of just under $800 a month. Sustainable practices can help with the bottom line, and at least for residents Angela Wisely and Johnny Chamberlain, can be a selling point as well.
I worked for an environmental nonprofit for 4 years doing a lot of low-impact development stuff, so I definitely appreciate the stormwater collection and retention features here and the native plant landscaping. I'm a sustainability TA at the university right now, and this is a great place to talk about in that class.
Besides the fact it's beautiful here, there's so many sustainable features that we put a lot of value in, and it just can't help but notice all the community aspects as well. Community garden, the landscaping is fantastic, all native plants, it's gorgeous.
Chris Barabo, the architect for the renovation, says creating a sense of community was a prime objective. The corner apartments have access to private roof patios, and there is one larger community rooftop patio that can be accessed by everybody.
We really wanted to give the community or all the tenants a places to gather, places to meet, instead of just being walk inside, walk in your unit, and lock the door behind you. It was really, really, through design, tried to encourage community interaction. And obviously the people who live here can hopefully speak positively to that, but we've definitely spent time out here just amazed by, and when we're still working at the tail end of the project, just amazed by sort of the buzz of people just moving from apartment to apartment and up and down and around the different walkways. And it's really, I remember a beautiful day being out here, and it's just really invigorating to see the community actually interacting the way we hoped they would.
Chris and Jeremy say an advantage of a complete renovation is the chance to make everything work together. The design team labored over every possible detail, from closet space to the font used on the sign by the swimming pool. Jeremy Hudson says that's really a bit of design heaven.
One of my favorite quotes that I tell my team all the time is Walt Disney. He said, "There is no magic. The magic is in the details." And I think that is so true in architecture and development, that it's those little bitty things of being creative, in your design and management and construction, the little things that people probably never think of consciously, but when they walk in and they see, you know, our furniture is arranged properly and it's, you know, coordinated right, and we've got our logo on our signs, and it really feels like a, you know, it's a complete product.
The final award winners of the 2013 Urban Land Institute Global Award for Excellence are expected to be announced soon. Jeremy's design team, though, is staying busy. Another apartment complex in Fayetteville, the Cardinal at West Center, is having a grand opening today and is registered for LEED Green Building Certification. This is Ozarks at Large.